like to propose the theme of body dysmorphia. Body dysmorphia, or body dysmorphic disorder, is a mental health disorder where somebody constantly worries about flaws in their appearance. These flaws are often unnoticeable to others. According to the NHS, people of any age can have body dysmorphic disorder, but it is most common in teenagers and young adults. It affects both men and women alike. Having body dysmorphic disorder can be very upsetting and it can have a big impact on your life. Some symptoms of body dysmorphic disorder could be, firstly, when you worry constantly about a certain area of your body, such as your face. When you spend a lot of time comparing your looks with other people's. Look at yourself a lot in mirrors or avoid mirrors altogether. When you try to conceal flaws, so that might be, for instance, applying makeup, spending a long time combing your hair. And also, a sign of body dysmorphia might be when you constantly pick at your skin to try and smoothen it out. As I said, for people who have body dysmorphic disorder, it can affect all aspects of life, including work, social life and relationships. In the worst case scenarios, BDD can lead to depression, self-harm and even suicide. The good news is that symptoms of body dysmorphic disorder can be improved with treatment. If you feel you have BDD, you should not feel ashamed about seeking help. Going to your GP is a good starting point. Depending on the severity of your body dysmorphic disorder symptoms, it can be treated through talking therapies, cognitive behavioural therapy and antidepressants. So, for today's Catch a Glimpse Topic Tuesday, I would be interested to know if you have any personal or professional experiences of body dysmorphia, either with yourself, friends or family, or people that you have